Happy New Year, and welcome back to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast Weekly Highlights. This week, we get lessons from 2018, we hear from National Conference speakers, Keith gives a page from his notebook, we bring back the home team series, and we hear how technique development turned around a high school program. Monday, we get lessons from 2018 with Coach Dave Walker.
Well, the initial plan was for one to separate himself from the other. And, you know, one never really did. They were pretty neck and neck, you know. And it got to the point where one had, you know, a different skill set. So one was a better runner and the other was a little better passer. So we started using those guys. But it did get to a point to where one kid, you know, about the third or fourth game, one kid did really kind of separate himself. But it wasn't to the fact that one of the other kids still wasn't valuable and wasn't, you know, what we needed him for, because he also helped us win games and he's a really good player. One was a senior, one was a junior. And, we would use those guys as situational, you know, but we would rotate them in during the series or let them play by series. And, you know, a lot of them did a lot of the same things, but, you know, it just depended on what we were looking for and what we were seeing defensively. But it ended up being a good thing because one of the young men was also our starting safety. So, you know, it helped that he needed a little bit of a break as well. So our kids bought into it. You know, I wasn't sure about it at first, but I think once they saw the success that we were having, I think, you know, winning solves a lot of problems.
Tuesday, we talked to National Conference speakers Coach Ken Leonard and Steve Thomas.
Well, I say this a lot. The essence of leadership is serving. And I don't care how you break it down, and I don't care what you call it and how you slice it, it all comes down to serving. There has not been a great leader anywhere at any time that hasn't served the people that they've led. It sounds a little counterintuitive, and it probably is to some extent, but it's exactly what we do. As parents, it's what we do for our children. Every day of their lives, we serve them. So we're not their slave necessarily, depending on how old they are, but we serve them. And it never ends. I mean, I got three kids, they're all adults, and this day, that's what I do, is I serve them. So, but why do we serve them? And I think this is what coaches have to really wrestle with, is why do I coach football? Why am I doing what I'm doing? And if you can stay focused on your purpose, I think somewhere in that purpose, when you really get to the nitty gritty of it all, I think you're going to find out that word serving, again, whatever word you want to use for it, somehow, some way, that action of serving is going to be down there. So when you stay focused on your purpose, you kind of understand a little bit better. We serve players because we want players to be the very best that they can possibly be. And old line, hard line, traditional leadership says, you know, you command and control, you tell them, you bribe them, you scare them. There are a number of different ways you go about accomplishing your goal in, with, and through people. But the bottom line is, when you start serving people, everything changes.
Wednesday, Keith shares a page from his notebook about setting standards in the offseason.
The program really helped attendance, and our athletes were physically developing like we hoped they would. While I moved to a position at the college level after that, one of my assistants continued to use that program, and he continued at his coaching jobs in the future. He's doing an excellent job. I believe they still use it at the program he's at. Went on to take a school to their first playoff berth, first 10-0 season in their school history, and he attributed much of that success to the work done in the offseason and this award system which we created.
Thursday, the podcast Home Team Series is back in 2019 with Kent State's head coach Sean Lewis.
That be the alpha mantra, and that when a young man comes through our program, after 4 or 5 years in our program and being around our staff, our families, and our football family, that he's going to be the best version of himself to enter into society. And because he spent time in our Flash Pass football family and lives his life with a be the alpha mindset each and every single day to better himself, that wherever he goes, he's going to make the people around him better. And that will create a ripple effect that will be far more important than any number of sacks, picks, touchdowns, wins, losses that are ever achieved in between the white lines.
Friday, Coach Dan McKay discussed how blocking technique turned around his program.
Yeah, so our four base runs are the stretch, which would be our kind of our base run that everything revolves around, inside zone, power, and counter. And for the stretch, we really, the pillar reach really worked well for us when we had an outside shade. John Clanton was the trainer that came down and spoke with us. And what was great about doing the training through USA Football, instead of just having the videos and seeing the drills, John came down and we went through our specific system and how to implement each of these series that you just discussed into what we were doing. And we felt the pillar reach was something that would be easy. It's easy to coach. It's easy to teach. Our kids picked it up in a couple weeks, and we had a lot of success running the stretch play using that technique. The double under, which I believe is the bridge series, coach?
Yes.
Yeah, that's when we used our inside zone, and it was very effective for us, being able to move bodies and get some more movement up front, which we had a difficult time doing the year before. And what's great about these techniques is they're very easy to teach. The coaching points are very clear. So by mid-season, our offensive linemen, our receivers, they were able to tell us at what point they lost their leverage and what they didn't do correctly to maintain their leverage. So that ended up being really good for us. And, I mean, there's just one major piece of the puzzle was using this contact system to get our running game going the right direction. On power and counter, using any kind of kick-out block is when we use the buckle series, teaching our players how to use their shoulder to kick out. And there's little nuances within the coaching points that really helped us get leverage on those kick-out blocks and have much more effective kick-out blocks. I mean, running power and counter this year, we averaged about 7 yards a carry on that. The year before, we averaged like 2. So that was one of the big factors. And the double team, the three technique, what John showed us there, also just some little coaching points that helped us move those three techniques and really distort the defense and help us gain some great running lanes.
We hope you enjoyed the content. Check out our blogs at blogs.usafootball.com. Subscribe to the Coach and Coordinator podcast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher. Give us a like or a 5-star review. And don't forget to sign up for National Conference at usafootball.com/NC19podcast.